Aristotle said, knowing yourself is the beginning of wisdom. And then Solomon comes along and he says, with all you're getting, get an understanding. And I don't know, you can call me crazy or unlearned, but one thing that I have learned in this chaotic, complicated, challenging life of mine is that if I don't understand me, I can have all the knowledge that it takes to do my job well. I can have, you know, all the secrets to be fly, to see myself socially as presentable and be everything that society deems I ought to be. I can be smart in so many different areas of my life, but I've come to understand that if I don't understand me, if I don't understand me, if with everything that is presented to me, if I don't analyze me first concerning whatever it is that's being presented to me, there is a good chance that somehow, some way, I'm going to mess it up. I'm going to make a problem for myself as well as others. And anybody feel me in here? You should never say yes to anything, no matter how good it seems, until you first considered you. Oh, God. Let me back that thing up. Until you have first considered God, God's word, and then you've got to consider you. Have you ever been presented something that was a given? It's the bomb. It's supposed to next level you. It should have blessed you. And it would have anybody else. And it did everybody else. But when it came to you, somehow, some way, you found a way to mess it up. And I've come to a place in my life where I'm tired, anybody know what I'm talking about, of asking what's wrong with me. I'm sick of having conversations with myself, Lord have mercy, that go something like this. Stephen, what is wrong with you, man? And you knew better than that. What was on your mind? And it drives me to the question, who am I? Anybody in here ever had to have a sit down with yourself because you had come to the conclusion that it wasn't your haters, it wasn't the people across the street, it wasn't the government, it wasn't the system, it wasn't the police, it wasn't how you grew up, it was just you. No way around it, no way to deny it, tired of time trying to justify it, it was just me. King Solomon teaches in Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 7, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And he goes on to say, and in all of your getting, get an understanding. The definition of the word principle, watch this, is a fundamental truth that serves as the foundation for a system of belief or behavior or for a chain of reasoning. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Now, before I reread that definition, you can get that definition ready to be read again. Before I begin to reread that definition, I want to tell every last one of you, because there's about 10 of you in here struggling right now, ain't nothing stupid about you. Ain't nothing, let me tell you, when the devil starts telling you stuff like this, when this stuff like this pops up in your mind, it's the enemy trying to throw you off so that you'll just give up on this whole teaching and walk out the same way that you walked in. And too many Sundays you have sat in here, and when you should have been waiting after the service to say, hey, you said this and I didn't understand it, and you said that, but the enemy said, don't go ask him that, you're going to look stupid, you're going to look like you don't know nothing, you're going to look like something wrong with you, he got too much going on. He just got done preaching. I don't want to bother him right now. And as a consequence of biting into that thinking, you have walked out of here Sunday after Sunday trying to figure out why it is that you come back, because you don't get what's being said, because you have bought the lie of the enemy that's telling you right now, I don't understand. Something's wrong with me. I'm not really that smart. I feel some type of way when he begins to teach because I feel like I'm lost and I feel stupid and I feel dumb, and don't nobody like to feel stupid and dumb. And the enemy just sits back and bangs your brains against the proverbial wall so that you stop listening to me 10 minutes ago because you already done believed that this is going to be too deep for you. It's a lie. How do I fight that battle, Pastor? Get your notebook out. Get your phone out where it says notes. Take notes. Decide. I'm not going out like that. He's going to get about 20 questions from me tonight. It don't make no never matter. I know he likes to watch the game after church, but he's going to have to answer these questions first. You understand what I'm saying to you? That's how. Hold on. Shut up, enemy. You know what? Let me get up and walk down a few rows closer so that I can really lock into what it is that he's saying, because ain't nothing wrong with me. It wasn't nothing wrong with me in high school. I just believed the lie of the enemy. It wasn't nothing wrong with me when I went after my GED and didn't get it the first time. I just believed the lie of the enemy. It wasn't nothing wrong with me when I tried to go to college and my SAT scores didn't really line up with the potential of the college. I just believed the lie of the enemy. Is it anybody in the building today that has declared, I'm not going to believe the lie of the enemy? He's not going to sabotage my next level. I'm going to tap in every Sunday, every Wednesday, and I'm going to get what it is that God has for me. Lord, have mercy. Somebody say the devil is a lie. I'm going to get this today. So let's get it. Definition. Principle is a fundamental truth that serves as the, give me the rest of it, please. A fundamental truth that serves as the, and I don't remember it, so I'm going to need it. Amen. Let me get back on here. All right. That serves as a foundation. Now, I want you to stop right there. A foundation. It's what you walk on. Principle is what you walk on. It is the systems of what you believe, and it causes your behavior. And when you begin to get confronted with certain things in your life, it's your reasoning. It's why you do the things you do. You understand what I'm saying to you? It's what you walk on. It's what you base your decisions on. It's why you do what you do. Everybody got that? All right. So now, because this is going to get good. Hold on one second. Oh, yeah, this is going to get good. Now, the enemy is a lie. Let me tell you something. Y'all going to leave with something today. That's why he's fighting us at on every hand. Now, listen to this. So Solomon, the wisest king to ever rule, tells us, get wisdom. Now, let's back that thing up. You need to understand who Solomon is, okay? Solomon is, jot this down, he is the third king of Israel. He is David's son. He is the son of David and Bathsheba, you know, the madness. He's the son, but he is considered biblically to be the wisest king ever. Not only is he considered to be the wisest king ever, he's considered to be the wealthiest king ever. Yeah, Solomon had a dream one day, and the dream was a vision, and he said, and God came to him and said, what is it that you want? And in the dream, watch this, even in the vision, in the dream, Solomon begins, he's wise enough to humble himself and says, I am like a dead dog. Oh, God, I don't even, but you have given me this great number of people to be over, and what I need to know, if you're going to just give me anything that I'm asking for, I need to know how to lead them like you would. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Watch this. And he says, and God marvels, and he says, you could have had the head of your enemies. You could have had gold and silver. You could have asked for anything and got it. But what you decided to ask for is to think like me. What you decided to ask for is to how to govern your people as I would govern my people, as I would govern all of y'all. He said, and on the strength that I can trust you with what to ask for. Did you hear that? I want you to write this down in your notes. Can God give me in good faith what I ask for? Am I mature enough? Am I spiritually mature enough to ask for the right things? Lord, have mercy. And because Solomon was mature enough to ask for the right things, not only did he get what he asked for, God said, plus I'm going to give you the head of your enemies. Plus I'm going to make you the wisest king to ever rule. Plus I'm going to make you the wealthiest king to ever rule. And to this day, baby, it ain't been a king. Somebody say, teach me what to ask. So Solomon, the wisest king to ever rule, tells us to get wisdom, because wisdom is a basic truth that serves as a foundation, that thing that we walk on that makes our own personal system or reasons for how you believe and how you behave. Now I want you to lock in. So you take a 90-year-old black man who has been a victim to racism, overly abusive police, and poverty his whole life. Not to mention, he has watched his own race for years kill one another, sell drugs to one another, and even not take care of their children. His wisdom, his truth, what he has seen and has been through, makes him believe and behave the way he does. A 20-year-old kid takes all of what he's been through and sees it only how he sees it. He don't see it no other way but how he sees it. That's his wisdom. That's his truth. And it will explain his belief and behavior. Might this be why we have so many young people getting in the dope game rather than getting into college? Might this explain why we have so many young people that's quick to take the life of another because of their system of beliefs, because of their system of reasoning, because of what they've seen, because they don't believe it can be no better, because they ain't connected to nobody that ever did it better. You understand what I'm saying to you? I believe, watch this, and I'm no scholar, but I believe that when King Solomon says get wisdom, because wisdom is important, wisdom will begin to and continue to carve out your path to life. But in all of that, with all that getting, get an understanding, watch this, of the wisdom that you're operating from. See, it's not enough to have wisdom. You need to have an understanding of the wisdom that you're operating from. See, watch this. I want you to write this down. Just because it's your truth, just because it's your truth, doesn't make it the truth. See, just because the 90-year-old man sees it this way, and just because he's been on planet Earth 90 years, don't necessarily, it gives him a wisdom, but it might not give him right wisdom. So even though you're 90, and even though you've seen some things, and even though you've been through some things, and even though you think about what you think about because of what you've seen and been through, I still have to get an understanding of where you're coming from before I can call you wise counsel. See, every now and again, you need to go back and ask yourself about the wisdom that you're operating from. How you respond to certain things that come up against you is everything to do with your system of reasoning. Case in point, we were knee deep in gang violence about a year and a half ago, and we were getting to multiple parts of the problem, and everybody, here's the funny part, this is what the news don't report, everybody wanted out. All the young people was tired of funerals, and even the team that was winning, because there was a team that was winning, they was tired of the few losses that they was taking, because death is death and you don't come back from it. So I might be winning the war, but baby, come here. If I might be winning the war, but if I'm celebrating without her, it ain't much of a celebration. young people was looking around at their situation and said, yeah, we might be winning this thing. We might be shutting them down. We might be punking them out. But I lost such and such, and I lost him, and I lost her. And if I don't have them to celebrate the victory with, then it's not much of a celebration at all. Thank you. So we had them. We had them all. And everybody thought it was so many different sets, and it was just three. If you're in it, you know it. If you know about it, it's just three. And they said, guess what? The reasoning was this. I want to quit. I want to walk away. But it ain't going to stop. Why do you believe that? Because it hasn't stopped. Because we chilled for about 4 months. And then for no reason at all, this popped off at the club. This popped off while we was just shooting a video. This popped off while we was just... And now they have got a reasoning that is their wisdom that is causing their behavior because of what they believe. How many of you in here are real enough to be honest and say, I have been a victim to my own reasoning. I've been a victim to the way I believe. I've been a victim because I'm so blared. I'm so jaded by times past. I can't believe in a better future. Oh, Lord, have mercy. The problem with that is also it's contagious. And it's systematically contagious because you train your children, you train your nieces and nephews, you train folk that you are connected to operate in the same manner, and they don't even know they're being trained. And as you oh, God, thank you, Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit said, and as you begin to get delivered from it, it begins to be a problem in your home because now you have an issue with the one that is doing what you trained them to do. Whoa, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Just because it's your truth doesn't mean it's the truth. There is a difference between how you see things and how things really are. And if you are wounded in any shape, form, or fashion, especially where you got wounded in, you will operate as a wounded person the next time that scenario presents itself. So some of you can't be loved because you can't trust, because you was wounded the last time you trusted and the last time you loved. And the last three times you loved and trusted, you got wounded. But if you'd ever sit back and look from your wisdom, look at your wisdom that you're the foundation that you're walking on, that would say, watch this, that would say, your wisdom would say, but I walked into it demonically. I walked into it not following the ways of the Lord. The Bible says that a righteous man's steps is ordered by the Lord. Some of the steps that I took was not ordered by the Lord, but rather ordered by my flesh. The Bible says, we find the Messiah saying to the disciples that when the Holy Spirit comes, he will lead you into all truth. He will lead you into all reality. He will, everything that is right, he will lead you to. So that begs the question, why is it if I'm supposed to be a born again believer, if I'm supposed to be blood bought, if I'm a baby of the Lamb, why is it that I continue to walk in falsity when Jesus said the Holy Spirit would lead me into all truth? Maybe, just maybe, my wisdom is off. Maybe, just maybe, my reasoning is off. And because my reasoning is off, I operate outside the perimeters of somebody that's saved. My behaviors are not consistent with my claim. Are you getting this today? Are you getting this today? And I don't want you to just to walk out of here and go, whoa, that was deep. I want you to go out of here and say, ooh, that was me. I'm going to have to call him later on about this one. I don't mind. Call me later on about this one. Preferably after the Kings and Warriors game, but call me. I'm joking. Kinda. Huh? Call me. Email me. Text me. Let's get an understanding of it. This is on the page. Go back and listen to it. Let's get an understanding of it. Let's stop walking out with all the jewels that Stacy brought, with all the jewels that Pastor Smalls brought, with Tanisha brought, that with all the jewels that Carly brought. Let's stop walking out of all the jewels that you're getting today and go, ooh, that was good. Ain't gonna use them, but it's good. Oh, that was real. Jewels are meant to be, what did Solomon say? Wear wisdom like a necklace. It's supposed to be worn. It ain't supposed to go, oh, that's pretty. Oh, that's right. But it don't match everything else that I'm wearing. See, God's wisdom don't match the world's ignorance. And my flesh is fulfilled in the world's, oh, Lord. Get this. And we have to be careful because our wisdom, our truth, how we see it, if jaded, can make you see opportunity as opposition, thus have you missing out on what was meant to bless you. So it would do you some good to get an understanding of the wisdom that you are operating from, because you might realize through careful consideration that your wisdom is flawed. And truth be told, all of our wisdom is flawed to a point, because none of us know it all. But it cannot be so flawed that it hinders you from being the person that God has designed you to be. The word understand, get this, again, repeat after me. I'm not stupid. The devil is a lie. I'm going to get this today. All right. The definition of understand is to achieve a grasp of nature, significance, or explanation of something. So in other words, I'm going to understand the importance of the wisdom that I operate from. Whether my wisdom is flawed, whether my wisdom is right or wrong, it's still important to understand it, because once I understand it, I can determine if it's working out for me or not. You get that? You see what I'm saying with that? Now, here's the problem. Here's what you got to do. You got to stop knowing that your wisdom is off, but not doing nothing about it. You got to stop being lazy with what you know to be true. Write that down. I got to stop being lazy with what I know to be true. I will never get better if I'm going to stay lazy about my truths. You understand what I'm saying to you? Now get this. So I cannot express to you how important it is to understand whatever it is that you're getting into. Most of you know, and this is deep. I don't want you to catch this. Most of you know my spiritual father, Jeff Swain. And last week the Holy Spirit used my wife to teach me a very important lesson about him, about me and him actually, and why he's so important to not just to me and my life, but he's important to my family. And anytime I want to do something that is bigger than usual, I will go to Jeff for advice. And Jeff will ask me 50 questions on the situation. And every time I leave frustrated with the outcome of the conversation. I do. I bless God that my father is big enough to look past my frustration, okay? It isn't that I can't go on with what I want to do or my plans. It's just now that if I go on with him, throwing his advice to the wind, if my plan backfires, I have to deal with the fact that the Bible says there is a wisdom in a multitude of counseling. There is wisdom in a multitude of counseling. Which simply means it's wise to get counsel and to get advice from godly people, wise godly people. Now, I knew the Bible said that before I went forward with my plans. That's why I communicate with Jeff. But common sense says if he shows you how this can go wrong and that it's not a good idea, then I shouldn't do it. But if I go and do it anyway, what I say without saying it is I don't value Jeff's wisdom, and more importantly, I don't agree with the Word of God. Because if I agreed with the Word of God, I would have accepted Jeff's wisdom and moved accordingly. Do y'all understand me in here? Some of y'all are going through your own spiritual coverings in your head right now, aren't you? Listen, when I don't, and when you don't agree with the Word of God and move accordingly, the question becomes, who are you? Because his sheep hear his voice and they follow him. But if we don't follow him, we find ourselves in what's called an identity crisis following anything. Do you know what an identity crisis is? An identity crisis is a period of uncertainty or confusion in a person's life. This crisis occurs when unstable. Oh, Lord, have mercy. When a person's sense of identity becomes insecure and unstable. An identity crisis usually occurs when there's a change in a person's life. Y'all catch that? And the problem for many of us in here today is that we've had far too many identity crises in our lives. You knew God, you loved God, then something came along and made you second guess God, and it's been hell ever since. So some of us knew God, walked away from God, and became a part of a world just to realize that that world did not love you, the world was not for you, and now you have become unstable in the ways of the world, and you are trying to make your way back home to God, and Satan is fighting you tooth and nail. But you have to keep fighting because it's a fight that you cannot afford to lose. This fight has your destiny tied to it. This fight has your mind tied to it. This fight has your peace tied to it. This fight has your kids tied to it. This fight has your grandbabies tied to it. This is a fight that you cannot afford to lose. And this is what the Holy Spirit taught me about me and my father, Jeff Swain. When I come to him about a decision that I'm going to make, trying to make, or a plan that I have in mind, he asked me a lot of questions. And the Holy Spirit had to tell me this week, he don't ask me those questions to dissuade me or to discourage my plan. But he wants a clear understanding of the wisdom that I'm working from so that he can give me the best godly advice for me. He does this because he loves me and he cares about how I end up. The Holy Spirit went on and said, he said, Satan wants you to get to the point. And let me tell you, can I just be transparent with y'all in here today? He had me to this point. He said, Satan wants you to get to a point where you think about reaching out to Jeff about something important and you decide against it because you don't want to go through it and just move forward. Anybody ever done that? And when it comes back to bite me, Jeff stands in the shadows and says, I wish he would have just come to me first. After a few times of doing that, watch this, Jeff can begin to wonder, does he trust me anymore? You understand how deep this gets. you understand what I'm saying to you? You know, you've got good counsel. You've got godly counsel. You've got wise counsel. God has blessed you with some people in your life that are of the word, and they tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. And as a consequence, you haven't gotten your way in a long time. You understand what I'm saying to you? And now you don't even reach out to that godly counsel that you was blessed with. And watch this, because God has divinely connected you to your godly counsel, watch this, your godly counsel can be hurt. And hurt after so long make anybody walk away. Oh God. Oh Lord. And so I want you to understand, beloved, listen to me. You have to have some people in your life that won't always say yes. That won't always say yes, and won't ever say yes if it's going to hurt you, no matter how bad you want it. You have to have some Jeff Swains in your life that say, I cannot be concerned with your getting your way. I have to tell you what I know is going to help you. I have to tell you what it is that God is telling me to tell you. You have to understand that wisdom, Lord have mercy, that you have to understand the wisdom that your covering is coming from. And be able to trust what they pour into your life. You have to begin to take time to understand who you are, Lord have mercy. For once you begin to deal with you and the you that you are right now, until you begin to deal with the you and the you that you are right now, you can never begin the process of transforming into the you that you were called to be. With all you're getting, you have to get an understanding. You have to get an understanding. You understand what I'm saying to you? You can no longer have godly wisdom in your life, yet operate in the doctrine of stupidity. Let me say it again. You can no longer have godly wisdom in your life and continue to operate in the doctrine of stupidity. If God has put wise counsel, whether it be a spiritual parent, whether it be a pastor, whether it be your first lady, you have to use your counsel. God gave you covering and godly counsel because he knew that there were going to be demonic trials and tribulations. And you were going to need to respond in a godly way when an ungodly world comes against you. It's how we teach the ungodly to be godly and stay godly. Marcus, can you come help me? With all of your getting understanding. Before you get into the next relationship, get an understanding of who you gonna relationship with. Some of you in here say, I ain't getting in no more relationships. That's from a jaded wisdom that has been hurt and let down. And it is a plan of the enemy, because God said it is not good for man to be alone. So who are you, because of what you went through, to tell God he got it wrong? How about the next time you don't listen to your loins, you don't listen to your lust, you don't listen to your flesh, and you're asking, Lord, how do I do this? It's only hard because you've not trusted him yet. My wife is beautiful. I'm talking about, she fine. She a bad shut your mouth. But you know what I ain't got to be? I ain't got to be a chili pimp. You know what a chili pimp is? That's some guys out in the street that can't let their women be alone without them 20 feet next to them, because they don't trust what they got. My baby goes to Walmart. My baby goes to the mall. She gets mad because I don't jump up and throw clothes on, and she be fly. You understand what I'm saying to you? I mean, you know, know, she's that type of fly. She's walking around aisle six. I'm in aisle five. And dude is like, he getting ready to take his shot. And then I stroll around aisle six from aisle five. And then he go, he put it together. That big black man is with her. And he act like he's really trying to figure out what cereal he want. And I let her stroll on. And then I walk past and be like, it's all right, dog. She dope. I know. You understand what I'm saying to you? Why am I saying that? Because I can trust her. I know who she is. I know who she is with me. And I know who she is when she's away from me. I can sleep good. Because rumors don't come my way. I can eat the food without saying to her, you eat it first. Because I know who she is. It's only hard to trust the people in your life when they're just in your life, but you've not trusted them. It begins to get easier and easier to trust God when you begin to take him at his word and see that he doesn't fail. And I want you to understand this. This is how this works. And I want you to pay attention to this because this is going to be very important to you. You can trust God with some stuff and then it don't play out the way you want it to, right? And it wasn't that God, you trust, man, I knew I shouldn't have trusted God. No, you should trust God's no. You should trust God that he says no to you. You should trust God that he said, I'm not going to let you walk in that. I know you want it. I know you think that's the perfect way. I know this would end. You think this would make everything the way you need it to be. But you got to learn how to trust when God say no, no, no. That's when you begin to invest in your relationship with God, is when you begin to trust when he says you can't have what you really want. You have to say, I know you know that thing better than me. It would do you some good to get an understanding of people before you say, yes, I'll go on the date with you. You know how many people went on that first date that are on milk cartons right now? Because they didn't understand. They didn't have no understanding about who it was that they were dating. You know how many people took a drink with somebody that they really didn't know, and they ain't been in their right mind since because they did not have an understanding. You got to love yourself to ask the 50 questions. You got to ask the 50 questions. In fact, we're going to make something in here today. We're going to call it the Jeff Swain way. You better give the next joker that asks you out on a date the Jeff Swain way. Well, what is it that you really want to do on this date? Let me ask you a question. How much do you plan to spend on this date? Well, why does that matter? Because according to what he plans to spend has got something to do with what he expects after what he spends. Y'all better understand in here. You getting lobster, thinking that lobster free. Ain't nothing wrong free about that lobster. They tell you they're taking you to Burger King. You might not like Burger King, but at least you know you gonna come home still righteous. Amen. He ain't got no expectations with Burger King unless he just thinks very lowly of you. I'm teaching in here. I'm teaching. I want you to understand. It's comical, but it's real. You better start asking some questions. Why you want to buy me that? Why you want to buy me that? What do you want from that? And quit being so flattered that men want to give you something, single women. Cause you accepting everything that you can get, it don't tell them that you just appreciative of what they're giving you. It tells them that you needy, and that I can control you from finance. And it don't take a whole lot to get you where I want you. These are jewels. Worm around your neck. If we have anybody in the building today, And we're not going to prolong the altar calls, and we're going to start doing some things differently. But if you need prayer today, if there's someone in the building today that says, I want to give my life to Jesus, I'll offer you the invitation to come on down. If you want to give your life to Jesus, if you say today is the day that I am tired of playing church and I want to be for real with my relationship with God, we offer you the invitation to come on down. If there's anybody in the building today that says, listen, today's the day I want to rededicate my life to God, and I don't want to keep on moving from jaded wisdom, we offer you the invitation to come on down. You'll never do what you don't decree. Thus, you will continue to operate as you already have, as you always have. Amen. If there's somebody in the building today, and I don't want you to come down, but if you say today I need prayer, I just want you to stand to your feet. If you need prayer all over the building, I just want you to stand to your feet. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Since I walked out of my office today, the Lord zoomed me in on you. And you were going through some of the greatest hells of your life. You were on the brink of so many times you said, I am just ready to give up. What did I do that was so wrong? Why does it keep coming at me like this? How could they have done that, said that? I don't even deserve this. The Lord said, tell you that you knew that the car didn't just break down. It was giving you signs. Letting you know something ain't right. This thing ain't driving like it usually do. It ain't doing all that it promised it would. But God said, I want you to understand. Watch this. I want you to listen to this carefully. He says, sometimes I'll let the enemy put you in a place of where I need you to be. Sometimes I will let you love what you love to the point that I'll let you see it for what it is, and that you should put nothing before me. I want you to understand, hallelujah, you're not going to lose your mind. This is not going to destroy you. You're going to bounce back from this, but you're going to have to do it from a wisdom that is not jaded. You're going to have to surround yourself with godly people in this season so that you make godly decisions. And when you do that, you will get a godly result. Watch this. And the result might not be the result that you desire yet. Not that the result's going to change down the line, but you might not desire it today in spiritual infancy. But as you grow in God, you'll begin to say, you know what? Lord, thank you for not giving me what I wanted. I see it now. Your ladder is going to be greater than your former. In other words, what's on the way is going to be better than what you've been through. You just have to trust him in this season like never before. Don't trust him out of desperation. Don't trust him because if I don't, I don't know what I'm going to do. Trust him because I know you love me and you said you'd never leave me nor forsake me. So I trust you. Hallelujah. I want to pray for everyone that is standing for prayer today. Woo. He says, I have heard your cry.